This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said Friday that he hopes to be able to respect the outcome of the November presidential election when he was asked if he or Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump would accept it if Democrat Kamala Harris wins.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, unfortunately, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have a governor who vetoed the types of bills that would restore confidence in our election system. So you're asking me a hypothetical question that I really can't answer because I don't know, you know, how many different ways Democrats are going to want to cheat.
Johnson, who hails from Northeast Wisconsin, appeared on the Earl Ingram Show Friday morning. Listen to the full interview on the Civic Media website, app, social platforms, or podcast apps. Taking a tour from Green Bay to Appleton to Oshkosh and ending in Fond du Lac, U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg said Northeast Wisconsin is crucial to this election.
If you look at the numbers and you look at just kind of where in the country it's going to come down to, no pressure, but a couple votes per precinct in the Fox Valley might determine the trajectory of Western civilization.
Buttigieg was in the Fox Valley campaigning for Democrats in a personal capacity and not as transportation secretary. Packer legend Brett Favre is scheduled to speak at a rally for former President Donald J. Trump in Green Bay Wednesday, October 30th. The rally will be at the Rush Center. Trump is scheduled to address the crowd at 6 p.m. The former president will rally at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee on November 1st. Both parties are courting voters in Wisconsin, where polls show Trump and his opponent Kamala Harris virtually tied. Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are in Wisconsin today. They're rallying voters for the Democratic Harris-Waltz presidential ticket. Sanders will be in Oshkosh this afternoon. Then he'll be joined by Ocasio-Cortez in Madison. The Harris-Waltz campaign is pulling out all the stops in this last week before the election, encouraging Wisconsinites to vote early. Visit civicmedia.us/vote for information on your polling locations. Minnesota First Lady Gwen Walls was supposed to appear in Green Bay Friday, but flight delays and construction in an airport terminal waylaid those plans.
And I know in Wisconsin, you are carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. I see it every time I've been there in this election cycle. We are right there with you. Even though I'm still in the Delta terminal of the construction of the airport, my heart is with you. How's that?
Mrs. Walls was able to make the Marinette appearance Friday afternoon. This is her eighth campaign stop in Wisconsin since Governor Walls joined the Harris-Walls ticket. The Brown County Board of Supervisors is looking for civic-minded individuals to apply for two vacant positions on the board. Supervisor Salvador Sierra, who represents District 15, and Supervisor Jessica Adams of District 19 have resigned their seats. If you'd like to serve, send a letter and resume to County Board of Supervisors Chairman Patrick Buckley. The deadline to submit applications is November 1st. See our story on WGBW.fm for more information. International Bat Week continues through the 31st, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to help the flying mammals this week. Bats are vital to the ecosystem and save farmers and foresters billions of dollars every year by consuming bugs, up to 1,000 mosquito-sized insects an hour. Four of the eight species in Wisconsin are currently threatened. See our story at WGBW.fm for ways you can help the bat population in your backyard. The Oconto County Sheriff's Office is searching for 32-year-old Obilio Thomas Sargento Robrello in connection with a hit-and-run crash in Gillett Friday night. Authorities believe Robrello was the driver in an accident involving a UTV and a sports utility vehicle. They say the driver fled on foot after the crash and has not been located. The crash remains under investigation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there, and he did it early in that first drive, and I think everybody could see him struggling. It got to a point where we didn't feel like, and he didn't feel like he could protect himself.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
Got to improve our offense, got to improve our defense. We have to be better. It doesn't matter if it's game one, game three, game 50. Got to keep coming together as a team. Keep on taking care of the ball. Keep on being aggressive. Find ways to play faster. I think we're playing, we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite a prolific run that has spanned decades, actor Liam Neeson says he is done with the action film genre. The 72-year-old actor and star of the Taken films, among many others, says age is catching up with him. But the fact that he has made so many action movies is remarkable, and even more remarkable that they all have pretty much the same plot, in which he seeks revenge on those who threaten or kill his family members. The genius is that he gets his revenge from film to film by changing locations. Various cities, countries, cars, trains, planes, and even a snowplow. If you're looking for a film that has some action but is a little more plausible, check out In the Land of Saints and Sinners from 2023. Not a bad watch. Speaking of old white guys, season 2 of The Old Man wrapped with a cliffhanger last week, and Jeff Bridges is already hinting at a season 3. Bridges plays CIA operative Dan Chase on the FX show, which drew 2 primetime Emmy nominations. It seems like it's taken forever, but there might be a Speed 3. See what I did there? In a recent chat with The Hollywood Reporter, 20th Century Studios' Steve Asbell gave the movie going public hope when it comes to more sequels destined for the big screen in the near future. Asbell says he is open to Speed 3 if it's a great idea, but that the studio will definitely pursue another Alien, and says there will be a new Predator film in theaters in 2025 as well. Asbell also added there would be most likely another Alien versus Predator. Thanks, but not really necessary, Steve. Looking for something new to watch as the Halloween season winds down? Check out Bad Monkey on Apple TV. It took me a while to warm up to it, but it is a good show and keeps you guessing. Vince Vaughn basically plays himself, but this time he's named Andrew Yancey, a disgraced detective in Miami trying to solve a case in which a severed arm is found with the middle finger of the hand extended. A funny gimmick, but the story unfolds nicely and the characters are interesting. Give it a watch. Fight Club fans, I'm sure there are still a few out there, will be happy to know that the film is getting a remaster. That's right, you can now watch Tyler Durden wail on himself in 4K. The Hollywood Reporter says the updated film will also get a re-release in November, according to director David Fincher. The 1999 film starring Edward Norton, Brad Pitt, and Helena Bonham Carter, and put Fincher on the map as a commercially viable directing talent. Fight Club didn't knock the socks off the box office during its initial release, but it has since become a cult classic. Those of you who may experience Yellowstone withdrawal have a new Western to look forward to thanks to Netflix. Territory is a new Australian drama set in the outback. Think Yellowstone with a dash of Crocodile Dundee. According to TheWrap.com, the show has got billionaires, cattle baron rivals, cattle thieves, and old wise indigenous elders. The show stars Robert Taylor and Michael Dorman. Season 1 will consist of 6 episodes. Happy viewing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine today, but overall mostly cloudy and breezy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower with a low in the low to mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a scattered shower or two, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.